The World Economic Forum has reportedly instructed world governments to dismantle age of consent laws while introducing something even more sinister, age of death laws. Under this new system, individuals will no longer have the right to live beyond a government-mandated age, let's say 70 years old, for example, without first obtaining state approval. If you're deemed unworthy by a death panel, it's straight to the suicide pod for you. This is not science fiction. This is the reality being planned behind closed doors. Stay tuned as we uncover the dark implications of this global agenda and what it means for your future. Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already, and sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cyber nation that truly believes in life, liberty, and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. According to these chilling plans, the elite aim to make it illegal to grow old. Living past the age of 70 will be reserved for those with powerful connections or a unique trait that can't be easily replaced. The rest of us? We'll be deemed useless, discarded, and sent to the proverbial glue factory. The World Economic Forum has been instrumental in pushing the euthanasia agenda, first rolling it out in Canada, where the descent into barbarism should come as no surprise, because the Canadian government has been completely penetrated by the WEF. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his deputy Chrystia Freeland are both WEF Young Global leaders, who have completely sold their souls to Klaus Schwab and his vision for the future. In the UK, following the election of WEF member Keir Starmer, dystopian advertisements promoting euthanasia began appearing at train stations and tube stops in central London. These disturbing ads, featuring attractive and youthful people celebrating their impending death, appeared just before a key parliamentary vote on whether to legalise euthanasia in the UK. This scenario feels more like something you'd expect to see in Grand Theft Auto or a Family Guy episode, not a reality we could face in our lifetime. The comments on a YouTube video showcasing the disturbing ads hit the nail on the head and highlighted the globalist agenda driving the entire campaign. Unsurprisingly, the WEF-infiltrated UK Parliament voted in favour of the Terminally Ill Adults End-of-Life Bill, with 330 MPs supporting and 275 voting against. At this point, we need to point out the grisly reality of what these elected representatives are voting for on behalf of their constituents. The first ever woman to be euthanised via a suicide pod in Switzerland had to be strangled to death by her executor due to a malfunction with the machine, according to reports.
An American woman became the first person to use a controversial technology dubbed a suicide pod to take her own life on Monday. Police in northern Switzerland detained several people on Tuesday and opened a criminal case in connection to the 64-year-old woman's death. Reports state that one of those detained is a newspaper photographer. The pod, also called the Sarko capsule, is designed to allow a person to kill themselves by pushing a button to inject nitrogen gas into the chamber.
It's not just a nightmarish story. It's not just a huge scandal. It is also the concern for a slippery slope, how technology and marketing and many other things are being brought into play here in a way that is deeply troubling.
Regardless of the grisly reality, the UK government has wasted no time announcing plans to offer cash incentives to the relatives of elderly citizens who opt to be euthanised. According to a disturbing report in The Telegraph, terminally ill pensioners could end their lives earlier to spare loved ones six-figure tax bills under assisted dying legislation. In the dystopian future the UK is speeding towards, a 65-year-old will find themselves pressured or even encouraged to consider euthanasia as a solution, especially when financial incentives come into play. After all, if someone dies after the age of 75, their beneficiaries face a significant financial burden, with inheritance tax potentially taking up to 45% of what they receive. In such a scenario, the option of a lethal injection may seem more appealing, especially if it means sparing loved ones from a hefty tax bill. Before anybody says that the government has not thought about this, MP Kim Leadbetter has already noted that someone feeling like they're a burden is a perfectly legitimate reason to apply to be euthanized. Bill Gates wasn't joking when he said in the near future, governments would have death panels to decide who has the right to continue living, and there would be a community suicide pod on every street corner.
That's a trade-off society is making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs. But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion. So you, of course,
well,
we're making...
That's an interesting thing you just said, which is just the last 3 months in life for one person or something, because we haven't had a discussion of how to allocate that money, it means we lay off three teachers to do so. I mean, in other words, we
making that trade-off because of huge medical costs that are not examined to see which ones actually have no benefit whatsoever.
Well, wait,
and because of pension generosity, we will be laying off over 100,000 teachers, which, you know, I'm very much against that. And the whole AFT will agree with me on that.
Gates doesn't explain why we cannot pay teachers and allow people to live out their lives in peace. Why is it either or? After all, in the past, we didn't have any problem paying teachers their salaries and allowing our grandparents to enjoy their grandchildren during their golden years. We can't allow their evil logic to become the new normal. We can't allow them to roll out the new age of death laws that are being discussed in the corridors of power at Davos and the UN. We have all the gory details after this important message from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. Under Biden, the price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this testimony of Joe Tippins, a cancer survivor, thanks to fenbendazole.
2 years ago, Joe Tippins says he was told to go home, call hospice, and say his goodbyes. The doctors were unanimous. He was going to die of small cell lung cancer.
Once that kind of cancer goes that far afield, the odds of survival are less than 1%, and the median life expectancy is 3 months.
Tippins says he got a tip, not from a pharmacist, but a veterinarian. And in his desperation, he turned from people medicine to dog medicine. Specifically, fenbendazole.
My insurance company spent $1.2 million on me with traditional means before I switched to a $5 a week medicine that actually saved me.
Get 15% off using coupon code People's Voice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video or call 256-664-4170 to take advantage of this fantastic offer. So many of the things we are seeing today, things we couldn't have imagined just 5 or 10 years ago, are now unfolding right before our eyes. The idea of killing yourself as a form of liberation, it's not freedom, it's tragic. No one should be pressured into making that choice. Remember when the mainstream media was insisting that depopulation was a right-wing conspiracy theory? Times have changed, and now the World Economic Forum are openly celebrating depopulation and instructing the mainstream media to send the message that population collapse is good for the planet. The plans for age of death laws are even more alarming. Of course, the elite's plan to roll out euthanasia around the world has everything to do with the globalist elite's obsession with depopulation. The technocrats in charge at the WEF are so excited by their plan to murder the majority of the world's population that they simply can't stop talking about it.
So in the session we just attended here at the Economic Forum, I think there was a sense of relief, actually, in your frankness. You brought up some issues that others are reluctant to
trouble.
Bring up.
Always. All the religious groups are against me because I'm talking about population. They want more souls. I want less on the planet.
This is the brutal, murderous world Bill Gates and his associates at the World Economic Forum are determined to roll out as part of their Great Reset. At what point do we stop and say enough? How many times does the World Economic Forum have to declare their sinister intentions before the world stops and listens? According to a whistleblower, embedded in the World Economic Forum, the age of death laws are being negotiated as we speak, with most Western countries already signalling they'll sign the agreement to vastly reduce their elderly populations.
I've spent years inside this globalist system, watching the wheels turn. But what I'm about to tell you goes beyond anything I could have imagined. There's a plan in place, and it's terrifying. It's called Age of Death, and certain countries have already agreed to sign the treaty. The idea is simple. Once you reach 70, you're no longer allowed to live unless you can prove you're valuable enough to continue. It's not about personal choice, it's a government mandate. If you're over 70 and can't contribute to the economy, you'll be discarded like obsolete software, with euthanasia becoming the norm for those deemed useless. Those who agree to go quietly, they'll allow you to use the state euthanasia services. If you resist, well, that's a different story. But it's worse than that. To live past 70, you'll have to apply for a license proving you have a special skill or connection, something that justifies your continued presence on this overcrowded globe. Otherwise, you'll be pushed aside, your life deemed expendable. It's all about control. The global elite say the planet's too crowded and that older generations are no longer useful. They don't value families, they don't understand them. To them, grandparents, who offer love and wisdom, are nothing more than a burden. Families, they're not seen as the foundation of society, but as obstacles to their power. And the man behind this, Klaus Schwab, an elderly man himself. He calls himself exceptional and intends to live forever. While the rest of us are discarded, he plans to upload his consciousness to AI and cloud computing, ruling humanity from the digital realm. He believes his genius justifies his eternal life. But for the rest of us, we're replaceable. This system isn't just about reducing the population. It's about maintaining control. The elite want to decide who lives and who dies. It's a future where only the elite remain and everyone else is expendable. People will be brainwashed into accepting it, believing it's for the greater good, but it's not. It's a power grab, plain and simple. We need to wake up before it's too late. Once this system is in place, there will be no turning back.
Why is no one speaking up about this? The truth is, the globalist agenda to control and manipulate populations is unfolding before our eyes, and too many are too afraid or too complicit to challenge it. But everyone knows what's really going on. We've been given ample warning by the elite through their occult practice of revelation of the method, a technique that subtly reveals their true intentions. This strategy involves exposing their methods in ways that are often hidden in plain sight, through media, art, or symbolic actions, assuring their dominance over humanity by making their plans known. The Luciferian belief behind this is that once the masses are informed, they either fail to act or are conditioned to passively accept their fate. The revelation is not just a warning, it's a demonstration of power, signaling that no resistance can truly alter their course. Take, for example, Yuval Noah Harari. Klaus Schwab's right-hand man was promoting his book recently when he admitted that the big political question of the 21st century for those in power is, what do we need so many humans for? A textbook case of revelation of the method.
In the book, if I understand it correctly, you argue that actually the amazing breakthrough that we are experiencing right now not only will potentially make our life better, but they will create, and I quote you, new classes and new class struggles, just as the Industrial Revolution did. Can you elaborate for us?
Yes, in the Industrial Revolution, we saw the creation of a new class of the urban proletariat. And much of the political and social history of the last 200 years involved what to do with this class and the new problems and opportunities. Now, we see the creation of a new massive class of useless people. As computers become better and better in more and more fields, there is a distinct possibility that computers will outperform us in most tasks and will make humans redundant. And then the big political and economic question of the 21st century will be, what do we need humans for? Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
Do you have an answer in the book?
At present, the best guess we have is keep them happy with drugs and computer games.
By planting these ideas into the public subconscious, the global elite aim to make future events seem less shocking or more acceptable when they unfold. Because, as the occult logic goes, they warned us and we did nothing about it. In other words, they gained our consent to continue abusing us. But we have news for the murderous elite. We understand your message loud and clear, and we do not consent. Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our amazing team and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6 is a set to revolutionise the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping from Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.